Seems like you're in a hurry, dog. What's going on?
I'm ready. I'm amped up.
Your vagina.
Do this shit.
Your vagina is leaking,
just
dog.
Just staring here at you, play with your foam.
That's all I do. Here you go, son. Right here, just like that.
I can do that right now.
Then do
if
it. Then.
If it's
then do
pixelated
it.
Then do stuff it. Like that, I can do it. It's then like the highly detailed stuff that looks like people. I can't do that.
Well, you got to work start somewhere, dog. Get to it.
Just how about you let me get the third project out, and I'll fucking.
A what?
But you just let me get the third project out, and then we'll.
He's slacking. Did I show you this?
No, who was that from?
I don't know. Some guy made it on DeviantArt or whatever. It's like a cool looking Shenron.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyways, so we're talking about your perler art bead or your perler art. You're getting really into it now.
Down.
Are you going to get distracted by white boy music?
Yeah, I am. There's white girls in there. See, I could do that. I could probably do that. It's going to take forever, but I could do that.
You need to get like all set up like these right here with all the Tupperware full of like colored individual colors.
That's going to be the next thing.
What you need to do.
All the colors.
So if you guys don't know what it is, like those perler beads are those little circle plastic beads, and then you put them in those little trays and then makes designs. What you need to do. It's just buy those gigantic tubs of like 50, 20, 30,000 ones, and then just spend like a Saturday splitting them all the colors up.
Oh, yeah, you're showing me. Those people are crazy that have like. Looks like a lot of people had the setup for that, and then they.
They get bored
got
or whatever.
Rid of them, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, ultimately, if you buy the big. If you buy the big tubs and you split them up, you'll save a lot of money. Okay, I seriously want you to make some of these. I want Donkey Kong and Diddy.
See, look, that's a lot of detail. It don't look as pixelated as other stuff.
It's not that bad, look. They're probably a little bigger than you think they are, but still.
Yeah, all right, they might be a little bit bigger.
That's not bad.
All right, so I'm still in the beginning phase. Like, he's showing me stuff that's a little bit bigger. I feel like I could do it, though, because it's not super fine detail. Like, some are really, like, super detailed that look like people, almost.
Right.
I can't do that.
Well, no, nobody's telling you to go 0 to 100. It's not like I'm telling you to just star in a porno right now. But I'm telling you to...
I'm amped up right now.
I'm telling you... He's going to start AK-47 again, right? Just get into it. All I'm saying, man, is you got to start hitting the pavement, running. Just hit the pavement running, dog.
Yeah. So what I do? First, I did the bomb for Mario. That came out pretty good. The printing came out pretty quick.
Hey, you can start putting these on your eBay site. No? Get an Etsy store.
I have to get an Etsy store. So I did that bomb for Mario, and then I did the Tanuki suit for you.
Which apparently some chick, you gave it to some chick, apparently. Gave me a Tanuki suit, and you just gave it to some hoe. She didn't even give you a boob or anything. You just gave it to her.
No, the old lady at work was like, oh, that's cool, huh? You gotta bring those so I can see them, because she was looking at them on Facebook, I think. I put it on Facebook. And she's like, oh, that's really cool. And she's like, oh, you gotta bring them to work so I can see them. I was like, all right. So I brought them. And she was looking at them. And then she's like, oh, those are really cool. And then the other chick was like, oh, are these yours? They're in the classroom. Don't make sure I don't forget to give them to you. Hee hee hee. And I was like, all right. And I forgot because all kinds of shit popped off.
How old is this girl that stole them from you?
Damn, these white girls inside got fire tastes and hipster music.
I'm hoping this thing doesn't pick it up.
I think it's really picking up a lot of it.
It's probably picking a little bit of it. That's why you got to keep talking. Anyways, yeah, man, all I'm saying is...
You said how old is what girl?
The girl that stole my Tanuki suit.
Oh, she's like 92 or something like that, man.
Oh, okay. You should make me the Tanuki suit, but when it's in a stone. When he's like...
I saw that.
That's
why I went to get more black beads, because I went back during the week to get black beads.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I have now.
Yeah. Or make me the Motivated Results logo. The black and white one. That's an easy one.
I can do that.
Oh, you should make a gigantic one so I can put it on a wall.
You know,
I'll buy the beads. All you need is white and black.
You know what I need?
I need 1,000 ones.
I need more of the backer.
Oh, the backer. Yeah.
I need more of those.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to go on eBay. You got to go on Craigslist and OfferUp and see if people are just selling their kits. There's not like a ton of them. Just be like, I'll give you $10 and like I'll bring you a double-double. And they'll probably give them to you. In fact, probably if you're like, I'll bring you a double-double and some fries, they'll probably give them to you. Let's be real honest here.
I'll bring you four dozens of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, right. You got a coupon.
I got that coupon.
Yeah, man. So I think if you're nice enough to offer them a meal, they'll probably just give them to you. People are, they're probably just taking up storage in somebody's like room in the like a corner of a closet.
It's probably true. Yeah.
So tell on a change of topic, tell the fine savages that are listening to us about our anime convention experience. Because it's been a while. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. No. No, the anime convention was pretty cool. I wish you had a little more forewarning about it. You're just like, hey, you want to go to anime convention? I was like,
I didn't know about it. The reason I found out about it is because there was somebody on Instagram. I was going through Instagram, and there was somebody who was like, oh, I'm setting up my booth for this whatever, whatever convention. And they tagged, like, Phoenix or whatever. And I was like, what the hell? And I clicked on it, and then I clicked on that link, and then I clicked on another link, and that led me somewhere all bad in the dark area corner of Instagram. So I had to go back a couple more, and then I kept going, and then I was like, oh shit, there's a convention this weekend. And that's why I just said it all of a sudden, like I didn't know about it. So that's why it was, cool, like, though, a last minute. Otherwise I would have gotten the tickets early and we would have saved like $5 or whatever. But whatever. So I thought we would go like last minute shit, and it worked out, man. It was way bigger than the retro convention.
It took up the whole hotel. Yeah, it took up the whole hotel, like what, three levels? Yeah. I mean, their merch area wasn't that big, but they had more stuff you could do.
It was bigger than the Game On, though, wasn't it? Their merch section?
No.
I think the Game On, the vendors individually had bigger booths. But this place seemed like it had more stuff.
It might have more stuff because we did go through it like three times.
Yeah.
And every time we went through there, we're like, did we see that?
Yeah.
And I will say, though, the art at the Game On convention was better because some of the art at this anime convention, I was like, you guys should have stayed at your DeviantArt site.
Yeah, man. Some of it was like really low brow stuff. I'm like, dude, if I had an inkling to do art, and by inkling, I mean any artistic ability, I could get where you are very quickly. And that's not me being an asshole. That's just me like,
it wasn't good.
That's just me just saying like it wasn't in my mind good enough to have a booth. But there was some really cool stuff that what the hell's in my throat? Dun-dun-dun, insert joke there. I don't know why they whatever. Oh, remember that guy that from the Game On Expo that you bought those two things, those two pictures, the ones that kind of changed. I saw his Etsy store like a long time ago. Check it out. He has this one. And if he would have had this one there, I would have bought it.
Wow.
He has a Seiko Bujima or whatever. The girl from High School of the Dead.
Yeah.
If he would have had that, I would have bought it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. That dude comes out with new stuff all the time. Like I followed him now on Instagram. And his art is constantly coming out. Like he does at least one a week.
Damn.
He just did one of like Goku versus Naruto. Oddly enough, it's like the highest level version of Naruto, but like Super Saiyan 1 version of Goku, but whatever. I'm not trying to be a nerd about it or anything.
Is it the highest form of Naruto?
It's like the one where he's like, he looks like he's like, I don't know, black and orange, and he's like kind of cat-like.
No, I had to show it to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. So anyways, tell them about the expo. What'd you think? So
the expo is cool. First thing, we found this. It was a little bit further away because we weren't sure where to park.
Right.
But the parking we got was pretty cool. We got to go over there to do the other video we want to do with the remote control cars and knives.
Oh, yeah.
See how fast we can get kicked out of that spot.
Very quickly.
And then two, it was cool though. Everybody was dressed up. We should have dressed up as something, man.
I don't got any costumes, dude.
You should have put a mop head on you, and you could have been like Goku or something. I don't know.
Hey, man, if I still had long hair, I could have done that like temporary white dye, and then grew out my beard, and then just gone in like from the Witcher guy. It's gone and just been the Witcher dude.
And then
I should totally cosplay that before I cut my hair.
Yeah. A lot of. lot of cosplay over there. Some not very good cosplay. Some really good cosplay.
Yeah, a little bit of both. A
lot of hoes dressed up like hoes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And not all of them were in a good situation. Like, no. Some of them were very bad situations. There's very few that were a good situation. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
So that was cool to see. Like, not that situation in general, but that was cool just to see, like, people got
yeah,
us up.
Yeah, yeah, like, a lot of photographers kind of doing the pervy thing where it's like, hey, come over here, girl. Let me take pictures of you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
it's like, I'm going to sit on the floor now and shoot up. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, that's a little okay. Creepy.
Yeah, but, like, the first floor, like, when you check, they had a bunch of, like, check-in booths. Like, Game On Expo had, like, 4 check-in booths. I guess we had, like, 30 of them, which was pretty crazy.
Because it was a really big event.
Yeah. I'm just surprised. I thought Game On Expo was pretty big, but no, this one was way bigger.
I did like how both events, though, had, like, free arcade machines. Like, yeah. You could go and just play games. Like, you and I played
Street
Fighter Alpha 3 for a while.
Yeah, on the second floor, they had a whole arcade area set up. And still, people were... Smash Bros. Has to be, like, the official game of Arizona, man. People just tear that thing up everywhere here. And so people were on that on, like, GameCube, first thing. People, I don't know how good GameCubes are, but those things apparently run for just hours with no issues.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but maybe it's just a very popular game for tournaments.
Yeah, so they were having a tournament, too. I think it was the Tekken tournament. DNA loves that. I was trying to get in the Tekken tournament, even though I haven't played Tekken in, like, years. But whatever. But I don't know where you entered it, but whatever. They had a DDR machine there, of course, because, you know, people love DDR. And then they had a few arcade things. It was Street Fighter Alpha. Alpha 3, right?
Yeah.
It was Alpha 3.
I think so.
And Marvel vs. Capcom. And so we played on those for a little while. And then we went up to the next floor, which was a merch floor. And, yeah, we looked at all the merch. They had a lot of figures there and a lot of art, like we said. And they had the perler bead stuff. Mm-hmm. They had some guys with some, like, knives and swords and stuff.
Which
a lot
is
of
really
Gundam models.
Weird.
Yeah, I wanted to almost ask one of those guys, like, if I buy this knife right now, this giant-ass sword from The Witcher or whatever the fuck, do I get to, like, just carry this around with me, or do I got to come back at, like, closing time to, like, take it? Because I feel like that's a liability. Like, if I got the sword from Highlander, I'm just walking around and I just cut somebody's head off. Like, I feel like that's a liability.
I don't think they were sharp, but at the same time, I mean, they had a very good point. Most of them had a good
point.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. A sword's a sword, man.
You can still stab somebody for sure.
But they had a lot of stuff. Like I said, I think it might have been more stuff. They had a lot of figures, but I think some of the figures you could probably find cheaper on eBay. But, you know, and they had a lot of, like, plush animals, too.
Yeah, all the stuff we found there, like, I wasn't super, super fond of, because a lot of the figures, it seemed like you just buy them online.
Yeah, I'd do that to her.
and quite a bit cheaper, too. So, like, but I always enjoy seeing people's artwork.
Yeah. Yeah, some artwork was just horrible. And then they also had, since it's a hotel, they had all the conference rooms that you can, they had, like, different events going on. We missed the like, cosplay competition, which apparently the only rule in the cosplay competition was, I think your nipples had to be covered and you couldn't show any wall. So, hey,
we
missed
that. We always seem to miss events. Like, we got to look at the times, but that schedule was so convoluted that
it was hard.
I couldn't figure it out.
So we wanted to go to the most random one we could find, and the one most random one we could find also happened to be at the most latest time, almost one of the, like, latest times. What time we get there, like at 3?
We got there later.
Yeah, so we wasted a bunch of time. The one we wanted to go to was at 8:30. So was that 8:30?
Wait, what?
The Which panel one? We want to go to?
No, it was later, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was 8:30.
I might have been 8:30, something like that. So the panel we went to was, would you flap to this? Right. If you don't know what that means, is would you
jerk off to this?
Jerk off to this. Would you beat your meat? Would you DJ hero this? Am I missing any other term?
No, I think you're pretty okay. Pretty accurate.
And so we didn't know what that was. I thought it was going to be like a cosplay competition or something.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect.
So turns out they're just showing you a bunch of hentai. And dude, hentai is a weird thing once you go down there. Once you go down that hole, man.
Well, they had a lot of... Well, describe to them like the crazy stuff they were showing. Like, it wasn't all normal stuff. It was none very niche-y, extreme stuff.
None of that stuff we saw is normal.
Yeah.
So, oh, jeez. Is people coming out?
Yeah, you had the PG-13 stuff. It was just... It was awkward.
Yeah, it was very, very awkward.
Like, all of it...
So...
Go ahead.
I thought they were standing behind this brick and talking. So one thing was, what was the first one they showed? I don't even remember. Oh, she did lock the door.
Yeah. No, I remember the first thing that was when we walked in was there was a dude like that. There was a Pirates of the Caribbean, like techno song. And there was that dude shirtless and you're like, what's he doing? And then all of a sudden he's like singing along and dancing with the song. And then he's dancing, you could tell his like freaking meat staff is just swinging into
view.
Yeah, into the shot, and you're just like, what? It's almost comical because this dude's literally just swinging his like man staff around. So it's just funny, but then awkward because I'm like, literally, he's gonna do the whole song like this, huh? And that song isn't like a minute and a half song. No, it's a like good 4 minute song.
Yeah.
At some point, it gets very awkward. You're like, all right, well, the joke is now been had and it's gone now, so
yeah, we can stop at the same time.
Yeah, but then after the guy came in, he was the MC, if you will. He came in, he was talking about his files, and he was going through different ones, and essentially like they started showing like the hentai stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so describe some of the videos that were just kind of dark kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're kind of dark, man. It's kind of. It's like he says. Once you get into that hole, man, you're going deep in that hole. So one that sticks out in my mind was, oh jeez, so terrible. So apparently they're in the school in Japan, of course. I gotta start by saying this is all in Japan. So they're in a school, and I don't know, some teacher was also in Japanese, so you don't really know what they're saying. They had subtitles, but I couldn't really read it too good. But apparently it's just like, oh, I want you inside me. She just starts like sucking off a student or something. They just start going balls deep in that.
Oh yeah, this is the okay, I remember this one. This is the one that was like x-ray vision.
Yeah.
So like as they're doing stuff, like yeah. there's a x-ray cut off, like a if you ever played Mortal Kombat,
yeah.
When there's like something happens and then there's like a cutoff where you could see the bones cracking.
Yeah.
Well, this was like a cutoff shot and you could see what was going on.
Yeah,
like
it was from an inside view. So, like going stroke for stroke, you could see that, which was just bizarre, man.
But it wasn't even just that. There was also a lot of stuff in that where you were just
it's crazy. I don't want to say it, man. It's so bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So, anyways, long story short. What I liked about that panel, though, was the in-between kind of videos, they would have people tell stories, right? Yeah. And the winner of the stories would win this piñata that had a ton of, like, stuff in it. I don't know what it was in it. And the person who could tell the best story would get the piñata. And you were like, all right, dog, go up there. And I'm like, all right, man, I got this. And then the first story was kind of weak. I was like, whatever.
Yeah,
I got this. And I was like, I got this. And I was about to get called. I wanted to go up there. I was going to tell, if you guys haven't heard my Queefy story, I don't know what podcast is in, but you're going to have to go back there and look for it. My Queefy story, I can get that out and make it even better than how I told it on here.
You have like a minute time limit, though. That's a bad
thing. Fuck that. I was going to go over that. I was going to have them flash the lights on me, have them take the mic away. So, but then the fire story started coming out. And I realized you were like, dude, you can't do it. Like, you're not going to be able to beat some of these stories. Like, there was a squirter story, and there was a story about her parents, like, doing it where they were on their period. Like, it was... I wasn't going to beat some of these stories. But the reality is, if I would have gone up there and hammed it up a bit, like did a really good story version of it, even told the story where I almost got caught. Have I told you this story on the podcast?
Mm-hmm. On the podcast? Probably not.
I don't think I've got to tell that story on this podcast. So, long story short, if I would have handed up that story, I could have done it. Because the dude that won only won because he was a good storyteller. Like, he didn't have the best story. The best story was probably the squirting one or maybe even the period one. But because I remember those. Like, all the other ones, they were like, whatever. But the winner was like a dude telling a story about how he was a designated driver and people were getting blown in the back seats. And then what happened? He stopped abruptly deer. Or something?
I think he hit a deer.
And they choked or something?
And so everybody's getting blowjobs or whatever, so they all choked or whatever. Then they saw that they hit a deer, so everybody, chicks threw up on the other dudes, on the guys. And I was like, okay, I guess that's
kind of funny, but look.
Is it better than the squirting story? Let me tell you the squirting story real quick.
Okay, so the long story short was it that the guy had the girlfriend over.
Yeah.
And then they started messing around, and he didn't know she was a squirter.
Yeah.
And then she squirted all over the sheets, and he's like, oh, what am I going to do? Because they were in his parents' bed,
parents'
right?
House, yeah.
They were in his parents' bed, and so they were messing around.
I think they were on the couch.
Is that what happened?
The parents' house, yeah.
That's right. So they were messing around. Long story short, the girl squirts. And it goes over the sheet, so he's like, you know what the hell to do. So he puts them away in a closet. Yeah. And then his parents come home, and they're like, oh, let's all watch a movie together. And like, okay, sure. And the mom's like, oh, I'm cold, so let me get my blanket.
Yeah.
So she gets a blanket, and she wraps it around. She's like, why do these smell like this? I thought they were clean. And they were just all...
Yeah, they're like, oh, I dropped apple juice on it earlier. That's great. How didn't that win?
The problem, once again, is that the guy was such a good storyteller. And if I could have gone up there and told the queefy story, like hammed it up like a story, then I could have won. I could have won that pinata. But let's be face, I don't need a pinata full of condoms or whatever else was in that pinata. That's all I remember them, like, really hamming up the fact there was condoms inside the pinata. I was like, look, let's be serious, dog. Let's be serious.
Like
those aren't
going
to fit me. I need to get special, like, special order donkey condoms from the feed store. Those ain't going to fit me. Let's be honest here. So I'm about to donate those to the rest of the crowd. I'm going to pick them out. Like, I pick out the bad Cheerios or, like, the shitty Lucky Charms I don't want, and I give them out to the rest of the crowd.
Man, look, homie, I'm going to go raw. I don't know what that is.
How do I use these discs? Are aliens going to come back for these?
Is this how I contact ET? Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, long story short, overall, the Anime Expo was fun, man. It kind of kept going till 2 a.m., but I was kind of fucking tired because I'm an old man. And I was like, all right, it was time to get home around, 10, 11, 11-ish, 11:30-ish.
You talking about the other one?
Huh?
You talking about the other one?
What other one? Oh, the other panel?
Yeah,
that's right. So we went to another panel. You were in the bathroom, and I just sneaked into one, and I was like, oh, this looks interesting. Because there's, like, two dudes shirtless and a girl in, like, bra and panties or, like, a swimsuit or something. I don't know. It was a two-piece. And they were, like, judging or rating or I don't know what they were doing. So when you came out, I was like, all right, let's go check this out. So we were watching that, and I don't know what the rating was for. I don't know why they were even up there. But afterwards, the panel was about to end, and then they were they were doing a charades, right? So where they picked that's not charades. It was a charades?
It's improv.
Improv. So they pick up a couple of
lines,
and they got to incorporate them in the story, which I thought was kind of boring. I didn't like it, to be honest with you. I thought it was
I think the panel, after I looked at it, was whose anime line is it? So you probably didn't get a lot of them, but like I got a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get it. I was like, what? I don't find this funny. The Deadpool guy was really good. There's a guy dressed up as Deadpool.
He had a sign, too.
And he had a sign. Actually, the sign was for that nerdy dude in that we saw in the last panel.
Oh.
Same sign. But, the Deadpool guy was really good because he was kind of Deadpool-like. He was really good at Deadpool. But anyways, so we just stick around. And I wasn't interested in any of that. I thought that was boring. But afterwards, like, the MC guy was going to vote another person up for, like, another strip challenge or whatever.
Yeah, lap dance.
Lap dance, that's what it was. And everybody voted for him to do it, so he sat in the seat. And then he's like, anybody who wants to give me a lap dance, come on up here. So guys and girls all lined up. And then security came in. They're like, hey, you got another, like, 5 minutes to do this, to hold this room, and then you got to get out. So then he's like, we're going to play a song and everybody come up here. But before everybody came up there, like, there was this, the only one that sticks to mind, dude, is that one, like, guy that was dressed up as a girl.
Yeah, you're telling me it was a guy.
It was a guy, dude. It was like, and the reason why I didn't know is because he's such a tiny, tiny, tiny guy. But he was dressed up in woman's stuff. And that dude, like, was tearing it up. He went up there and he was like, he just threw clothes down and he was getting into it. Like, that's not the first time that dude had done that.
Nope.
But then that dude came in with security. So then they had to, like, everybody started rushing him. And it was just really hilarious because everybody's just trying their best to kind of be sexy or whatever. But it was pretty funny. But that's the last panel we went to. And so that gave me the idea, man. It would be awesome to do a live podcast. We don't have the following locally, but it would be awesome to be able to sit down and just have a room full of people and just kind of just talk shit, you and I, and then just kind of get people to kind of come up and talk and, you know, tell kind of the stories and, you know, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I was telling you, it probably don't even matter. You'd just be like, hey, we're having this random ass thing here.
Well, we'd have to have a big event like that we're taking part in, because otherwise how are you going to get random people to just come up and talk to you? Do you know what I mean? So it'd have to be something where people can kind of come in and out whenever they wanted to, and the people are already there and they're just looking for entertainment. So I think it's a true. cool
yeah,
option.
I think it was well organized.
Yeah, I think it'd be I think it'd be cool, man.
There you go. There's that story.
So, adventure. So I want to kind of touch upon this. I don't know, man. I don't know if I should touch upon this or not.
What?
I'm kind of getting, like, burnt out with the YouTube shit.
Yeah, man. You do a lot.
Like, I've been, like, putting content on two channels and doing all kinds of shit. And I think I'm just getting, like, tired of it. And a little bit of me is, like, I don't know, man. The problem for me is the fact that it takes so long to edit and create content. You know, like, whether it's a fitness channel or it's this channel, like, it takes a long time to create content. And, I mean, I work a full-time job, and on top of that, it just takes a lot of time. So I'm thinking hard on just stopping content production.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, I don't know how old Motivate Results is. It's got to be like 8 years old, 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this channel is fairly new, but I don't know, man. Getting a little burnt out.
Yeah, man, you should take a break.
I don't know. I'm still debating it. I would still do the podcast because the podcast is relatively easy to do, but... And eventually, I think the podcast will move over to iTunes or wherever, and wherever I can host it and people can get to it easy. But I don't know, man. I'm still on the fence about shit.
Yeah, man. Take a break. Nobody. You're not in like a contract to put out so many videos per month.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. I mean, I could definitely take a break from Motivate Results.
Shut the fuck up.
Ricers everywhere, man. I'm
trying to fucking talk.
So anyways, that's kind of just something I've been thinking about. God. Maybe something I'll consider doing soon. That dude literally went through that drive-thru and just drove past it. Anyways. Oh, so check this out, dog. I got another story for you. Check this out. So I went to get a massage today.
Remember how we went to go see the Bellator fight at the movie theaters?
Yeah. Oh, they're having them there?
Yeah.
They have the fights there?
Isn't that more than what we paid for a Bellator fight?
We paid more than a normal ticket, but I don't know if we paid $22 for a ticket.
That's what I paid, I think, almost what I paid for IMAX. Like, primetime showing, like 3D, IMAX 3D.
It's starting to seem like we're going to about to watch the UFC fight instead of that fight.
Maybe.
Because that's free.
Is it free? The real question is, if we're going to go watch the UFC fight, where are we going to go watch a UFC fight at? Because it's not going to be where we normally watch it.
You don't think so? It's Fox Sports 1.
Because it's not going to be where we normally watch it, because tomorrow's football Saturday.
There's games on Saturday?
College football is all fucking day Saturday. From like 10 a.m. to like 10 p.m.
We'll have to call ahead. Oh, that we'll have to watch at your house. But anyways, so check this out, dog. I got a massage today.
Your dick?
Hold on.
That's a story for a podcast.
Hold on. I got a story. So I went to get a massage today. So a long time ago, I got a gift certificate. And I'm like, all right. This is months ago, all right? I've been slacking because I've been busy. Mm-hmm. All right? You know, Dwank has a crazy projects and whatever, whatever. YouTube shit, apparently. Mm-hmm. So I went. I didn't know what to expect. I've never had a massage. Mm-hmm. Never had a massage. I didn't know what to expect. So I go to this establishment, and the first thing that comes to mind is one of those, like, it's a pretty Asian place.
It's racism.
No, look, it's not racism. They're Asian. All right? They're Asian.
Like, where's my handy?
No, like, there's signage all on the entrance where it's, like, all, like, the points of the body and you know, all that, that shit. You know what I'm talking about. And so I'm like, all right, so whatever, not a big deal. So I walk in there, and the lady's like, oh, hi. And it's like, I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to be mean. But it was very broken English. You could tell she had a very thick Asian accent. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever. And she showed her the gift certificate thing, and she's like,
shut the fuck.
It's this motherfucker again.
Oh, you can shut up. You're trying. You just can't. Shut the fuck up, though.
I can't do it, man. Everywhere we go. Anyways, at least we're going to have the street sweeper come in right now, and he's going to follow us from over there. Anyway, so I got in there, and I tell the lady, here's my gift certificate. She's like, oh, okay. She's very, very, very thick Asian accent. And she kind of, we barely understood each other. And she's like, okay. And so she's like, would you like this and this? And I was like, all right, give me the full back massage and whatever. She upsold me, which, fine. Whatever, right? Like, I had to pay a little bit more, whatever. But I'm like, I've been going hard on jiu-jitsu. I should treat myself with a little, like, deep tissue, harder massage. I'm like, let's do this. Sign me up, lady. So I picked the sign. She's like, all right. So she brings me back. We go into this room. It's, like, kind of really dark in there. And it's like they took a big room and they just put four little tiny cubicles kind of things. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, a little curtain that opens up when you go in. And then when she goes in, she's like, take off your shirt and then just go face down on this thing.
Right? You're like, right. You're like, I got this. So you're flexing, rip your shirt off. And the Asian lady's like, oi, hey, Goku, Master Goku.
So anyways, so it's one of those tables that has a hole for your face.
Son Goku.
So I take off my shirt. She leaves the room. I take off my shirt. I go face down that thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so I walk in.
Then you're like, oh, this is how it feels when I do that to us.
So this lady walks in, and she's like very, once again, very broken English. Mm-hmm. Very broken English. And she's just like, she points, I'm an idiot, right? Because I don't know anything because I've never had a massage. And she's like, oh, take off your shoes and your socks too. Like, very broken English. We barely understood each other. Only reason I knew what she was saying is because she was pointing. And she's like, you off. And I was like, okay, fine. I get you. I get what you're saying. So I took off my shoes. I took off my socks, right? And I go back to lay down the thing. And then she like tugs at my pants.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
take your pants off, yo.
And I was like, oh, shit. All right, cool. So I did it. Fine, whatever. It's not a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. I just didn't know. Once again, I've never had a massage. So I was like, fuck it.
Or watch TV.
I'm busy. I'm creating content and apparently doing projects and getting my choke on. You know what I'm saying? I'm choking motherfuckers on my side job.
Oh, okay.
So then I take off my shorts and I get back on the thing. And she's so... Then she starts like, you know, I have a control issue a bit because I like to know what's going on in my surroundings just in case somebody try to stab me with something, right? So she starts doing the like massage thing, and she puts a sheet over like my underwear area, right, where my underwear would be. And then she like folds it and, you know, covers that area only. And then she starts like squirting some stuff on me. Who knows what the hell it was? Maybe it was like used olive oil. Who knows, man? I don't know. you know, it's kind of warm. So she just does a massage thingy, which is kind of cool. It was an hour, right? And so, like, I will say in the beginning, like, I didn't know what to expect. And I was probably a little bit more tense about it than I should have been, right? But then there was a point where, like, she pulled down the sheet a bit. And then, like, then she, like, pulled down my underwear a bit. And then she chucked the sheet, like, in the underwear. So it's, like, a quarter of my ass is, like, hanging out. And I'm like, all right.
She's like, you want anal probe?
I'm like, what's that thing they do to dogs? Are they just...
Yeah. Like, you want dildo?
So then, like, there's, like, some massaging. Dude, throughout the massage, there are some things where I'm like, is this normal? But I want to say, I didn't want to bring it up. Because there's times where, like, she would, like, place her hand on my ass and, like use it or, like, leverage when she's, like, you know, massaging my back or something. And I'm like, is this normal? And I was like, I'm going to assume it is, right?
Well, I mean, a lot of your nerve endings go all the way down there. So, yeah.
I guess. I'm going to assume everything was on the up and up.
It's not like she was jerking off your dick under the table, man. Then you would have been like, hey,
I didn't know if that's where it was going
to
go.
That's not connected to my back. That has nothing to do with my back.
Well, no. All right. Hold on. So then, did a great job on my back. A couple times I was like, I wish we had a better communication between us, because I'm like, you could feel some of the fucking knots I have on my traps. Like, I'm like, just throw your whole weight on those things. If you want to do like a Zangief pile driver on those, go for it. Doesn't even get broken down a bit. But so that was fine. And then at some point she started working on like my legs. So then she worked down there for a bit. That was cool, fine, whatever. And then she's like, okay, now turn around. I was like, okay. And so like I'm trying to turn around. And, like, she's, like, trying to make sure the sheet stays on because, you know, I don't know. She wanted just my... my member just to slide out into the side of the table, right?
Yeah, like, it's already coming out where my knee is.
So there was a time where, like, she started massaging the arms or whatever. That was kind of cool. I was like, all right, just get a little harder on there. Get that elbow in there.
Why you have third leg?
I'm going to call you Horseman.
You mutant? You X-Men?
So, like, I will say, it was a little kind of, like, I'm like, all right, first of all, the sheet you're using.
Paper thin.
I'm like, it's paper thin. All right? At this point, this sheet you got going on is giving you the whole situation here, all right? Like...
You need a bigger towel.
It's like a towel from, like, if you go in the Starbucks right now and you wash your hands and then you dry your hands with a towel and the paper towel after it wet, it just kind of gets pliable and mushy.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Jeez.
And so at some point she started, like, massaging, like, the upper thighs. And I'm kind of like, I was like, the only reason you're able to do this is because you know where everything's at.
I thought you were getting back massage.
But that's my point. My point is that this is like a full body thing. Like you went from the back, and then she did the my back of my legs because I was face down, and then I turned around, and then she did my arms and shoulders, my traps, and then my neck and stuff, and then she went on and did like my quads and my whatever, and then she's just like, the reason why she knew where to hit the quads at is because she knew how to get around the anaconda that was just waiting to attack. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, long story short, I got sucked off.
Long story short.
I'm very disturbed by it, but I let it go.
Long story short, dog. Hey,
I'm not gonna
the person
pass
that gave it,
up.
It to me, I assume they were just trying to hook me up with a happy ending. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, dog.
I came out dehydrated.
Gave me a cup. No joke. She actually literally, after she left, she's like, we done. And then she left, and then I got dressed, and she was waiting for me outside with a cup of water.
She knew what's up. She knew her skills. 100-year-old Asian lady.
You know what I'm saying, dog? Experience.
Experience.
There's no substitute for experience, dog.
Nope.
That's my massage story.
Maybe she go somewhere a little wider next time.
But then they won't dig deep, man. I can't unless they get like a Helga in there. That's gonna unless they Brienne of Tarth. That's gonna get in there and just break some muscle tissue down.
Maybe. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. There was times where she was literally just massaging the tub of my ass.
Got a tough ass.
Is that normal?
a tough ass tissue. It's normal. Yeah, you have tough ass tissue. You stand on your ass all day, and then you're rolling around on your ass all day. You have tough ass tissue.
You got to work that loose, right?
Work it loose.
I guess. And then, like, at the end, when they finish all the muscles, like, they do a tapping noise.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that tapping noise of my legs up to my ass. And, like, almost like she was, like, tapping my ass. And that area was all quiet. And I heard no other tapping in any of the other rooms. So I was like, is this normal?
There you go. Hey, well, it worked out for you. You feel refreshed, don't you?
I'm like, I feel limber like a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's my massage story, man. I guess I'll get massages. Break down that tissue a little bit more. Actually, I thought about going to a chiropractor. Have you ever done that?
I have not.
Thought about doing that. You can go to those places here locally. They're called The Joint, which mm-hmm. sounds like a bad place. But anyways, it's called The Joint. And like, it's something like $80 a month or $30 a month. I can't remember what the price is. Somewhere in that range. And you get like one adjustment a week. It averages out to like one adjustment a week.
Hmm.
I mean, if it's beneficial, it seems like it'd be a good idea.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. I've seen those places. I assumed.
So that same motherfucker again. I was like, Jesus, seriously?
No. Just some dude who I thought was going to pass the red light. No, it's interesting.
So, all right. So I got a question for you, dog.
What?
Now, be honest.
No, they turn off the water.
Oh, they turn off the sprinklers.
Probably going to leave soon.
That just means that that the sound might be better. You guys are like, were you guys in a dust storm of some sort or some sort of...
That's the only problem with sitting right here. Probably have to sit over there next time.
Overall, though, without jinxing this, knock on wood, this has been the quietest spot we've been left alone.
Yeah, dude, we're in a good part of town, man.
Nobody's used to hearing like cream pie and dirty massage stories here.
That was the most family friendly massage story ever. What you're talking about?
You're like, I was expecting for you to be like, and then she reached over and started doing long strokes. You know what I'm saying?
She was twisting it like a salt and pepper shaker.
You know what I'm saying? She was having to hold it like Trunks holds a sword.
Yeah. She was like, you're like, I want you to twist it like a salt and pepper shaker over Thanksgiving dinner. Just like that. Or a pepper grinder. There you go. Like a pepper grinder.
All right. Yeah, man. So that's my massage story.
Hey,
so
like that dude got the boat.
How come we don't have a boat? Dude, it'd be awesome to do a boat podcast. Boatcast.
I think everywhere it'd be awesome to do it.
Boatcast.
You're like, in Iraq, it'd be cool to do one.
Yeah, why not? We'll interview some people in Iraq while we're there. We'll be like, hey, sir, have you killed anybody? Yes. Tell me about it. How'd you feel afterwards? How do you feel about it right now? Do you care? Are you sleeping well?
Very. All right, go ahead. Ask me a question.
Okay. So you're dating this girl. You're on a date with this girl, right?
Right.
And she is working out real well. You guys are working out real well. It's kind of, you guys are hitting it off. Mm. And she's like, all right, well, let's go back to my place. Go ahead. You're like, okay. And you go back to her place, and then just stuff starts getting hot and heavy. And you're like, oh, man, this is getting crazy. You're like, I think we'll get at it, right? We're gonna get a little something, a little action going on here. And then you kind of get naked and you get in bed. And then the girl's got, like, I'm going to say it right as these girls are walking out of Starbucks.
Yeah, I'll say.
And then you realize that she's got a very meaty situation going on. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Is that what you just said?
That's exactly what I said. Like, it's a weird, meaty situation.
Pass that red light.
Why are you concerned, dog? Did none of the accidents happen? Mind your business. You
didn't hear nothing. It's a very meaty situation. How meaty?
How can I describe it? It's very meaty.
It's like a roast beef sandwich?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Well, you said it. So the situation is yes.
Okay.
Now, as a guy...
Mm-hmm.
Is that a deal breaker for you? Is it loud? We're doing a podcast. Okay, come on. Let's go. Police are coming. The police are coming. Go, go, go. I didn't hear your alarm. What happened to the alarm?
Well, we have a minute.
Oh, yeah, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, you would be.
We'll test it out right now. We'll break it. Podcast?
What's a podcast?
It's like I'm trying to think of. It's like a radio show. We'll like talk about stuff.
Oh,
we're doing it right now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Sure.
Hi. I don't know what to say. What do you say on a podcast?
We talk about a lot of different things.
Yeah? What do you guys mainly talk about?
A lot of different things.
So we'll go anything from just current stuff that we're doing and to really inappropriate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can I listen?
Here, I still have some of the stickers. Oh, cool. Yeah. I warn you now, though. It's not a...
I warn you now.
It's not family friendly.
Do you guys ever listen to the morning sickness show?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Yes, that's awesome. That's so
cool. Yeah, you could just like scan it. It'll take you to the channel.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Nice to meet you.
Ruben.
Ruben.
I'm Taylor.
Ah, nice to meet you guys.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You guys have a great
night.
You too.
So, I didn't hear an alarm, by the way. This isn't armed. Let's go in and make some coffee. I don't believe this alarm is happening.
I didn't hear any, like...
Back in my first job, they would set the alarm, and it was a loud alarm. Like, it was like a bomb's about to be dropped off in the 1970s. Like, chew, 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 chew. And then you'd know it was armed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't hear, like, anything either. So I'm assuming they did it right.
Maybe they have a silent alarm. I don't know.
So they are working, like the one at my dad's. It's like you have 1 minute before the alarm activates. My dad's like, get the fuck out. I'm like, I'm over here in the corner. He's like, get the fuck out. What'd I say?
I would want something that would talk to me. Like if I broke into it, it'd be like, excuse me, what are you doing here? You need to get out now. And then as a thief, you'd be like, is that an alarm or is there somebody in here? I better get out. I don't know.
Is that what you say? Is there somebody in here?
Yeah, because the reality is if you break into something.
Is there somebody in here?
If you break into something and somebody's like, get out. You're not supposed to be in here. You just didn't see anybody. Would you just keep looking around for somebody?
Yeah.
You would? I would, because I'm like, I'm assuming they've already like.
Look, did you break in here before me?
I'd assume the police is already coming. That would already deter some people, I would think. Unless you got a really shitty speaker system and it's like, you need to get out of here. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Nobody's going to get that reference.
So first you want an alarm that talks like a vampire. And if not, you want it like the 1950s robot?
Yes. Oh, they're going to hit each other. Oh, dude, they were about to hit each other.
If you're hearing this, you're fine, drivers.
Sorry, ladies, if you're hearing this.
You're fine, drivers. You guys did not almost
hit each
other.
But you were about to hit each other.
You were about to hit each other. No joke.
So, anyways, back to my point. Before I said that highly inappropriate question while these girls are walking out. So, they're going to listen to this podcast. They're gonna listen to this podcast and be like,
so these guys are banned here.
You're right. They're gonna be like, we just interrupted their meaty situation story.
That's why we can't have new listeners.
This is why we can't be in public places when we're having podcasts. But anyways,
we have to go to
we gotta go to that bar, the brewery place.
Oh,
that brewery place.
That's a public place.
So, there's bikers in there. They don't care. They'll laugh at our stuff.
There's bikers in the...
Yeah. Remember, we drove by one time before
next week.
There was bikers there.
After this, we should head over there, see what kind of...
Oh, yeah. Like, we can do that right now. Yeah. What time they close? Do you know?
Look it up.
We'll look it up. Anyways.
All right. So, I say,
long story short,
we're deep in this conversation.
We're deep in it, dog. We can't go back now.
We can't go back.
So,
It's like when
it's
you.
It's a meaty situation.
It's like when you're in Jurassic Park. You got to walk through.
You
got
to go through it, dog. It's already
We're
going
in it.
On.
We're going. All right, keep going.
So you taking off her pants again? A little crazy. The light stayed on for some weird reason because usually women turn
off
in the beginning.
Roast beef for some reason.
So is that a turnoff?
How dark is it?
Wow. Okay. Does that matter?
Does it matter? I'm
like,
just saying. I'm just
if it's roast beef, you're like no. But if it's ham, you're okay.
Dude, that's horrible.
Dude, the girls that were listening to this, I just got on this podcast, are going to be like, all right, I can't do this.
All right. Sorry, ladies.
I did warn you by saying we talk about some inappropriate shit from
the
get-go.
In all realness.
Honesty? Honesty?
There you go, honesty.
That's what you're looking for?
I might be crashing a bit after my super hypeness. First thing, I brought up roast beef because we're across from a Subway.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's why you brought it up.
Well, I looked at it and I was like, roast beef? They have roast beef sandwiches, I don't think.
And the reason I bring this question up is because this question was brought up to me before, and I was thinking about it. And so I got to bring it up to you.
I think we sent memes back and forth a few times about this, too.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I don't think dudes care.
So how bad?
Dude, I'm in a dry spot right now. I don't give a fuck.
I love the honesty. You're like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, fuck.
you're like, it could be like Batman's wings. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I love the honesty, though.
Hey, I'm going to be real with you. I don't give a fuck.
And the reason this came up is because I was talking to somebody who has, I don't even know if she was saying this, because I don't know if they listen to the podcast. Long story short, I've heard of somebody who had a situation like this, and they were kind of self-conscious about it. And I think I want to talk a little bit more about it because I think you're in the right mindset. I think most guys don't give a fuck. So I think as a woman, you should probably not be self-conscious about it. Okay, let me ask you this. Are you more hesitant to go down on a girl if she's got that situation going on? Oh, I see a little stuttering there. I see a little hesitation.
Well, I mean,
I got you.
No. The thing I was gonna say is,
look at you. You got nothing, dog. I cornered you.
I'm trying to word it right.
Uh huh.
Like,
you're like Confucius once told me.
No, like.
Because you can't come over there. I got espresso in my nose cavities now.
Look, it probably doesn't matter. If you're going to go down on her or not, it probably doesn't matter. That's probably not going to affect your decision either. You're probably just a greedy person who doesn't like going down on her no matter what it looks like.
You think that's the situation?
Yeah. Like me, I'm not selfish. I'll go down on you for 90 minutes.
You're like, I'll hold my breath if I need to.
Well, I have an oxygen tank ready.
You're like, I'll teach you how to resuscitate me just in case. Oh, shit. Well, dog, that was my question of the week, man. That was my my situation. And I was curious because, look, we're all built differently. We all got different bodies. And I think some women are self-conscious about it, and I think I like to give the women some closure and maybe some benefit of the doubt for the gentleman that, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, ultimately, you know, guys are going to be guys, and especially if a guy's really into you and he really cares about you, I think he'll care less for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But the only thing that really makes me think is, like, would guys be more hesitant if you got to clear some space? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so. I think if you're down for it, you're down for it no matter what.
That makes sense. And let's face it. I mean, the first time around, you're probably drunk anyway, so who gives a fuck?
Drunk anyways.
I'm hearing a lot of turbo sounds. A lot of blow-off valves.
The street's calling you, son.
The streets are calling me, dude.
I was telling you,
what the fuck is that thing?
What?
Is that a cricket? I'm going to hope that's a cricket. That's too big of a spider under that leg over there. Anyways.
It comes over here, I'm jumping this fence.
I bet you are. So, Where I was telling you earlier how I saw a car and I got the itch to want to build a car. But I need a big enough garage to do it, man. I'm telling you, I would still want a 1976, maybe a little older, maybe a little younger, whatever. Like a 240Z. And drop like an SR20 in it. Good 400 horsepower roll cage. That's all I need, man. 400 horsepower on a car with virtually no weight to it. That's like the flash speed waiting to happen. That's all I need. That's all I need for happiness. That's all I need, dog.
That's all you need?
And I can wong on at night with the lights off.
Like I don't need friends or family or anything. Just that's all I need. This car to keep me warm at night.
Winter's coming. That's probably why I'm getting the itch, because I know winter's coming and turbos just sing
in the
weather.
How is that going to help you against the White Walkers?
I would just plow through them. I'll get a really nice front end, like those cop SUVs that just are red, just to ram through shit. And I'll just find the Night King and I'll just run through him. Boom. War's ended. Thank you, Jon Snow. Or you should be thanking me. How about that? How about that, Jon Snow?
Is your front end made out of, what is it, dragon glass, whatever?
My front end will be made, it'll be steel, but I'll put some dragon glass around it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How are you on time?
We're done, dog. We're done.
Done?
Yeah, we're done.
Damn.
Yeah.
There you go.
I want to apologize to possibly the new female listeners who just said hello on the podcast that you probably were not prepared for my question to Ruben. And for those of you that have been listening to this podcast for a while, you should know better. You know what this is about. Don't swing your head back and forth like you're disappointed in me. You know what this podcast is about. You already knew what this is about.
You know what I heard.
All right. I'm sure I maybe did some inappropriate thing with the title. So you knew what you were getting yourself into.
You knew why we're here.
Yeah. So why are you looking at me like that? Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to be self-conscious.
Don't act like it's the first time we did this.
This is not the first time we've done this. We do this every week. All right. And for those of you that got a brand to maintain, all right, too fucking bad.
I didn't want your furniture anyways. Your furniture was shit.
Oh, shit.
I can buy better furniture at IKEA.
Oh, damn. It's fucking throwing salt into the wound.
I can buy the Vuvuzelaer. It will support all my supplies I need, and it will last for years.
Be a family heirloom, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
It was probably also made by a woman, but you know what? It'll last forever. Yours will not.
Oh, shit. All right, dog. So what's your week goal? Like, next time when we do a podcast, are you going to come in here with some fire perler beads? Are you going to come in here with like a...
Oh, yeah.
Like
I'll come in with a few designs.
Like a Morgan. Like, you're going to give me like a Morgan from Street Fighter versus Capcom 2 doing the big cannon blast?
We will work our way up to that.
Okay. Are you going to give me like a stone tanuki? Like a gray stone tanuki?
That might be possible.
Okay. Got to work our way up, dog. And then the week after that, I want like a translation of a panel from a Dragon Ball anime converted into perler beads.
We'll see.
Or I'll give you the option. I'll give you the option of the Motive Results logo, the White Samurai version in perler beads. And I'll be nice. If you do that in a big, big version, I'll buy you the fucking beads. All I need to do is buy you white and black.
I need the backings.
I want to get on eBay right now. Right now, I'll get not on eBay, on Etsy, on Craigslist. I'm going to get you like 40,000 of those square things. Fuck it.
40,000 of them?
I'm going to get you like a wall full, dog. You're going to be like, you want that Shenron, huh? Here we go. I'm going to get this started for you. Get you an Etsy shop.
We'll work our way up.
I'm going to get you a Perler B God Etsy start. Etsy account. Anyways.
We'll
all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Things. We'll see. We'll work our way up.
All right. Hope so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know the normal business. Links to our social stuff down below. Your Instagram, my other channel. I got jujitsu videos on there. Jujitsu, where I'd be getting choked out by people, and occasionally choke people out. I link your YouTube channel, but you haven't done anything with that in like since Noah built the boat, and then. And then my email, just in case you got questions about, you know, whatever. maybe you had some horribly dumb mistakes happen when you asked the guy out last weekend and he just never called you back. Or maybe like you were like an asshole and you told the girl that you were going to be at a restaurant and like you weren't there and you just stood her up, whatever, or vice versa, because you know you girls do shit like that too. So whatever your decisions are, send me an email and we'll talk about it on the podcast. Give you a shout out if you want it. If you don't, I get it. You make bad decisions and so do I. And so I wouldn't want a shout out for that either. So all that stuff's down below. And once again, drop these every Monday. Any last words for these fine savages, dude?
No, I think we peaked on the roast beef story, though.